Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And producer Kina, who is in transit and is working on getting to somewhere where she can hook up her email or her computer. Until then, the chat room is open, but it will be self-serve. I will also be joining the chat room at the end of the show, and hopefully producer Kina will be able to check in by then. So pretty much if you go in the chat room, just kind of talk amongst yourself. And if you would like to call in and you're in the L.A. area, the call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including everyone right here in the absolutely beautiful, wow, can the sky get any bluer, San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free call-in number is 877-697-9725. Now, today we're going to be talking about April showers bringing May flowers. And, you know, that's one of the old sayings that, you know, I grew up with and is very common, at least here in the States. And the idea that at least the way generally the weather would go is April would be a very rainy season. And then in May, we would have everything blossoming and blooming and all kinds of stuff. So there's also another saying that says, into every life, a little rain must fall. And drought notwithstanding, normally sunny days are preferable to rainy ones. Now, for me, I actually enjoy it. I love, you know, if I don't have to be out in it, I love sitting and, you know, just listening to the rainfall. And, you know, when I lived in Louisiana, it was one of my favorite things to do was actually sit out on the back porch and just listen to the rain and, you know, just enjoy the fact that it was still about 80 or so degrees. But when we talk about the less than pleasant rain that can fall in our lives, and usually that's when things get difficult, when things get tough. And sometimes it can be hard to see how there could be some good that comes from some of the tough things that we deal with. And so we're going to be looking at that today as to how the event that we experience can really lead to something wonderful in our lives. And one of the things that I talk to a lot of folks about is that, you know, when the hard times hit, there's just really, you know, there's this overwhelming feeling of helplessness that you wonder if it's going to get better. And you really can't see a way out through it. And a lot of times, sometimes when the dark and stinky hits, and that's how I referred to it as the dark and stinky, and sometimes you just got to be with it. Sometimes there isn't, you don't know what to do because there really isn't something in that moment for you to do. And maybe the only thing to do is to look at it and go, okay, what is it that I can learn from this? What are the tools that I can take from this? And when you're in it, that can be tough. It can be tough not to go into very hard stories that we tell ourselves. Maybe, well, you know, maybe this is some sort of cosmic punishment, or maybe I didn't do enough, or I didn't fix something well enough. You know, sometimes lousy things just happen because lousy things sometimes happen. And when you look at what you think of yourself, when circumstances that often, you know, you may not even have any control over, still very easy to try to take on the responsibility for it, even if it's something that you cannot control. So the main thing is how can we learn not to take on things that don't belong to us? Well, when the tough situation comes up or when the tough times come up, because sometimes it can feel like, you know, they're just lining up in a queue. You know, it's like, okay, now this is going wrong. Now this is going wrong. Now this is going wrong. Now this person needs me. And it can get really overwhelming when it feels like, you know, you can't buy a break for love or money. And when you take the time to slow down and say, okay, what really is going on here? Is there something that's in common with all of these things? Are you responding to a fear inside? Has somebody put an unreasonable expectation on you? Because that can be something that is really kind of a tricky point, is maybe, you know, you don't take it on, but maybe somebody gives it to you. Well, you need to handle this. Why? Maybe it's not for you to handle. And for, you know, those of us who really like seeing everybody around us happy, it means that sometimes we decide that we're going to take on responsibility for things that we really don't have, in, you know, anything invested in that. You know, the phrase, not my circus, not my monkeys. And a lot of times it's really tough when somebody decides to hand you the monkeys. It's like, well, they may not have started off your monkeys, but we're going to give them to you. So can we be empowered enough to say, you know what, I will not accept the delivery. It is not my job to handle this. There are grown-up people who can take this on and figure out what they need to do. And we don't have to create the solution, because life can be challenging enough just with the stuff that we are, you know, having to deal with, the stuff that we do own. So be real careful about taking on stuff that doesn't belong to you. And one of the ways you can kind of figure out whether or not something belongs to you, did you set it into motion? And you can even ask yourself, wow, okay, I'm up to my, you know, chin in this particular issue, but was I the one that started it going? And maybe not. Maybe somebody came to you and said, oh, wow, I really need help with this, and then proceeded to give you, you know, the whole thing. And then they go off and go, oh, wow, this is really great. I feel so much better. But then you've got something added to your list that you didn't need. If it's not meant for you to learn from, then it really should belong to the person who it is meant for, because they're the one that the lesson was lined up for. And when we look at the idea that, you know what, I don't have the energy, the time, the space to deal with this other stuff in addition to my stuff, it's okay to say no. It's okay to say, you know what, my plate is so full right now, you know, I can only offer this amount of help, and if I can offer it, I will. And if I can't, then I can't. And believe me, I know how hard that can be. I live there constantly, where I have to always remind myself, okay, when is enough enough? When am I getting my time? And that's not selfish. It is so not selfish to decide that you only have a certain amount of energy that you have to distribute to the world every single day. And a nice chunk of that energy should go to taking care of you. It should go to creating your balance point and looking at the things that you have lessons about. It's not wrong to put yourself first when you really need to. Because most of us, that would be the first thing that we tell somebody who has overextended themselves. Well, you know what? You really need to take time for yourself. You really need to, you know, work on you and nurture you so that you can have the energy to do the things for everybody else. So if the is not one that was meant for you, let whoever it was meant for handle it. Let the, you know, let the folks who are able to, you know, take care of it, take care of it. And sometimes it can be like a little bit of a tricky thing, because then we get into that ego place of, okay, can I truly accept that, you know, I'm not needed. They don't need me to fix this. They can figure it out for themselves. Maybe it'll be a little tough, but they can do this. And to believe in the people who can do this and say, all right, you know, I know it's not going to be easy for you, but you're going to gain from it. You're going to learn from it. And I know you can handle this. And then step back and let them deal with it. Because otherwise, when, you know, after the rain, the flowers that bloom aren't theirs. They're yours. So for that, all of that was for, you know, other people's gardens and other people's rainstorms. It is ours. What if it is, you know, 100% USD grade A belonging to us? Well, then you got to take a look at the idea one, that the hard stuff is not going to last. The rain always ends. And the hard phase and the hard period in your life is going to end, ultimately. And as you look at your life, you know, there have been probably times that were harder, times that were sadder, times that were more stressful. And if you made it through it then, you can make it through it now. And if this is that time that it's like, you know what, it has never been worse than this. You've survived everything else, you'll survive this too. And looking at what is the benefit that I'm going to get and trusting that there is going to be a benefit. And it is the, you know, it within each and every one of us, when those times get hard, when we don't know what to do, to say, okay, we can stand up to it, we can give up, or we can go get help. We can ride it out. And it is, you know, it's never easy. And I would never, ever, ever imply that it's easy. When we're faced with something that's overwhelming, when we really feel like, you know, the April showers have become a flood and that we're caught up in it, trust that it will, one way or another, it'll pass. One way or another, the waters will recede, and then you get to figure out what it is that you need to do to be able to help find balance again. Because, you know, whether it's, you know, some sort of big, huge political thing, because right now there's so many big, huge political things going on, you know, fear about the future, or whether it's just, you know, in my heart of hearts and my own, you know, little four walls, you know, I'm not feeling happy. I'm not feeling fulfilled. I'm feeling lonely. And maybe it is that you feel lonely. And that will pass. It will all move forward. Everything is in a state of forward motion. It may not feel like it. And maybe you feel like you're circling back around into the same thing and you're bumping up against the same walls. But each one has changed because you're coming at it from a different perspective. You're coming at it learning what happened the last time the wall hit. And maybe it hits again. Maybe you hit it again. But there will come a point when you go, oh, okay, maybe I need to come at the wall in a different way. Maybe I need to open up and say, you know what? Whatever it is that I'm doing the same, that's hitting this wall, maybe I can do something different. Maybe I can take a risk. And if you think you've tried everything, you haven't. If you think that it's too much, get help. Have somebody else, you know, get a different perspective. The flowers will bloom. It will, you know, pass, whatever it is that you're going through. And maybe it won't pass tomorrow, maybe not the next day, but it will, and it will pass more quickly when we figure out, okay, what is it that I need to do in order to create this change? Or what type of help do I need to institute this change? and whether it's on just for your person or whether you're trying to change the world. In both cases, it's one step at a time. All righty, now we've got a call in from Andrew in Africa. And Andrew, so what have you got about that you'd like to share about finding the Mayflowers after the rain?
Hi, Dr. Aileen. I only just logged on the tail end of your show. I was so strange, though, because I was trying to give you a call, and I didn't even realize your show was live. So, yeah, I was just, you know, I was listening to what you were saying, and it does have, you know, obviously a lot of truth for people that are, you know, in different places in their life. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. if you look at the soccer mom, you know, she doesn't necessarily have the same mission as somebody that's an activist in Washington, D.C., that's single.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, 20-something and that, you know, 35 or something going on 40. Soccer mom is, you know, probably primarily worried about her kids and making sure that they've got what they need and so on. So, like, mm-hmm. that does make sense in what you're saying. But I think at the same time, we have a chronic... it's like a chronic imbalance on the other end of that spectrum, because there are people that can mm-hmm. identify in their lives, like, you know, that's just not me. But I think there's a hell of a lot of people, like, even if you look at your young professionals, both men and women, etc., a lot of people, and this is the challenge, like, unfortunately, people do not study sociology, right? Now, I'm trying to figure out how to get more into sociology and anthropology and so forth. Because, mm-hmm. and it's only just touching the iceberg of it, because this is not taught in the average school system, because, you know, people don't want, like, certain vested interests don't want people to understand, you know, some of the higher level, I suppose you could say, physics of our world.
Mm-hmm.
Because if everybody understood that, then the world might look like a very different place. Because, and that's of course, that's open to debate. But I wanted to just mention the Patriot's dilemma, because, you know,
mm-hmm.
initially it's the old saying that in the beginning of a movement, it's very difficult to be a patriot. But then when lots of other people join that patriot, then it's easy to become a patriot. And that, the same thing goes in business. You know, when you're first starting out, you really find it difficult to break into the marketplace, et cetera, et cetera. And it's sad, really, because it's so crazy, right? It's like the typical, this is something that I've struggled with in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm looking at it more from a political standpoint. And it's like the same good old saying of, like, you know, youth is wasted on the young and wisdom is wasted on the old. You know, you look back and you wish that you had the wisdom. You know, yeah, exactly. Like, you think to yourself, like, or for a different example, young guy really wants the Ferrari, you know, so he can get the goals and live it up. And then he gets to be like 50. And he's a multimillionaire, and he buys that, or maybe 55, 60, and he buys, or maybe even 70 or 80, and he buys that Ferrari, right, that he wanted so badly when he was like 20. And he buys it, and he gets the Ferrari, and he's like, it's not all it's cracked up to be. Because it took him that long to get there.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. When the Mayflowers, when they finally bloom, it's like, you know, I really thought that would be different. And, you know, and it's that gap between, you know, the world the way it is and the world the way we'd love to see it. And it is, mm-hmm. you know, that's a really important point to bring up, that, you know, what it is that, you know, we struggle for, and, you know, maybe we struggle and we work for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we have it, the perspective is, wow, it, you know, why is it that this hasn't fulfilled me? Which is another way of looking at, there's still something more for me to learn from this. There's still, and the fact that I got what I wanted and it turned out not to be totally what I envisioned, or it didn't change my life in that way. And then it's like, wow, okay, this is the next step of the lesson.
I think that,
so,
I mean, I hear
yeah.
you. That's true. It's true. It's true for a lot of people that are on some kind of a learning curve in various different ways. Like, someone can look at their life and say, oh, wow, I have really narcissistic tendencies. And maybe that's unwarranted mm-hmm. in various different situations, or trying to control other people in a very in a heavy way. But then at certain times that's justified. So there's always balance. Like, in other words, if someone's about to get hit by a train and you dive into them and knock them to the ground, you know, the person's probably going to say, wow, you had a really good reason to do that. Thank you for saving my life. If you dive into that same person on Black Friday so that they don't get the big screen TV, that's probably not really cool. You know, so it's all about the context.
That is an amazing,
you know,
I love that symbolism.
Right, okay.
Thank you. Black Friday,
yeah,
big
yeah.
screen TV.
Right, it's all about context, right? So, I mean, the challenge for me is I look at, like, at the moment, I mean, well, what I really want to be doing right now is studying
mm-hmm.
some of the sort of esoteric science that's been hidden away from us. And then people will say, oh, but that's crazy. You know, people have got a lot of cognitive dissonance about what's really going on in our reality and our world. So I thought I'll just drop this out there and see what people think. You know, you look at something like DARPA, which is the Defense Advanced Project Research Agency. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got high-level technologies. Like, there is a guy that used to work for Lockheed that says, yes, we've had anti-gravity technology for a very long time. As an example, like, you can go and everyone wonders, like, where do these flying saucers come from? Like, we see these flying saucers every now and then, must be aliens or something. Who knows exactly where the technology came from? But, you know, there's all these stories about, you know, Nazi scientists finding the Romanos, et cetera. And then you get this guy from Lockheed that's retired that's like, yeah, we've had at jet propulsion laboratories, which later became things like Lockheed, et cetera. We've had this technology for a very long time. Now, if you think about the fact that those technologies have been around for quite a long time, and there's a lot of evidence to suggest that there are things flying around out there, because every now and then people see these things in the sky. I'm not saying that I believe in aliens or whatever, but I'm just giving you a very interesting technology example. You go look at someone like Hutchison. If you go onto YouTube and you type in Hutchison experiment, then you'll see anti-gravity technology in action. You know, that guy's now working
mm-hmm.
for the Pentagon. You know, it uses frequencies, et cetera, et cetera. Now, that's just one aspect, one example of technology. But I'm more interested in life extension technology. Because if you look at the way that the world was developed, let's just say before the great cataclysm that occurred a few thousand years ago, you know, there's a lot of evidence to show that our world was either impacted by a meteor or something happened, and
mm-hmm.
we no longer have the same atmosphere that we used to have. And then there are scientists now that have done research in hyperbaric conditions that have shown that, they can take fish, for example, and make them live much longer and grow much bigger, et cetera, under these different conditions. Or they can take, you could take cherry tomatoes and filter the sunlight on those cherry tomatoes and block out the radiation from the sun
mm-hmm.
and get cherry tomatoes the size of base. There's no problem with, if we look at the way the world used to be, there's no problem with feeding the world or living longer or, you know, all of those things. There was a scientist on a documentary called Chymatica that's spliced into that documentary. It's one of these underground documentaries on YouTube that explains how cells are affected by the environment. The cells are expected on affected by the environment more than DNA affects cells. So in other words, like, if you give a certain amount of oxygen to human blood cells, just human cells, then they will either like turn into bone or turn into heart, etc. Start beating, et cetera, and turn into that different organ. Now, so basically everything is frequency. Like, we are an echo as we have children again and again and again, generation after generation. You know, even the Bible
yeah.
has got some truth there, because the Bible says God spoke. In other words, frequencies. Everything's made up of frequencies, sound waves, but not sound, not on the frequency that we can hear. And so energy is frequencies. And basically, like, I'd love to be getting into frequency medicine, hyperbarics, growing things using filtered sunlight and sonic bloom, and having doing all these experiments and seeing how far we could push human life. But the average person doesn't even – this is the challenge that I'm up against. Like, the average person does not want to investigate that or be like, hey, dude, like, you may be onto something, man. Let's share research and let's collaborate and let's try and build this stuff so we can eventually have our geodesic hyperbaric domes that could even maybe be on Mars and actually
uh-huh.
live in them and live for like 500 years instead of only 120 years to actually figure out
wow,
what's going to happen next.
Andrew, I think you need a radio show.
Well, here's the problem. I mean, Dr. Aileen, I mean, I am someone that, I mean, I must admit, I'm dealing with, like, traumas in my life, PTSD and all
mm-hmm.
sorts of things. And I haven't
yeah.
really had a break since I was 6 years old. So, I've gone through just crazy thing after crazy thing, decade after decade in my life. And I'm trying to do a lot of things to wake people up, but it is literally like being in an episode of The Walking Dead. And trying, I'm not trying to put people down. Everyone's a beautiful individual, created human being with a lot of beauty in their own right. But the problem is that when it comes to the level of dumbing down that's happened on this planet, and even just when it comes to poor people as well, which is most of the planet, they don't even begin to have a clue how to even speak English. So now you're trying to speak to zombies. It's like trying to say to the zombie in The Walking Dead, if you know about that TV show. I don't necessarily recommend it, but just imagine zombies. And you're saying, listen, just don't eat the other, don't eat the humans, okay? They don't, you should just, you know, like, go and eat something else. And these zombies are not going to listen. They're going to do what naturally, if you're programmed to be a zombie, you're going to do what zombies do. So
well,
that's pretty gruesome.
See, I always feel that there is, well, I agree that there's a certain aspect of that in it. And for those who, you know, I prefer to think of it more as a preschool room, where the potential for the growth is there, the potential for the evolution is there, and they just don't know yet. They just, you know, if you go in and, you know, it's like, okay, kids, we're going to explain to you, you know, why it's a bad idea to, you know, use GMO products. They're going to look at you and go, can we go play now? So the idea of
Dr.
bringing in...
We've only got 3 minutes. We've only got 3 minutes left on the show. But I wanted to know if you'd be willing to help me set up like maybe a new Genesis research group or something like that, new beginning for humanity, because I want to get this information out, but it's constantly stuck inside my head and I cannot relate to most people. Most people, when I start speaking to them, they just look at me and all they see is a guy that doesn't do a 9-to-5. A guy who doesn't do a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
So their immediate response is, man, you probably, you couldn't tell me anything. But I'd love to be able to figure out a way to start getting this information out. And I need some help and maybe in some coaching to be able to deal with the stress, because honestly, there's a lot of haters out there. So maybe in another show we could speak about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I would be happy to, you know, to talk to you and, you know, get some information on this. And, you know, and I know we've been able to connect up and, you know, you've sent me some stuff that I have been looking at. And, you know, I think that what you want to do is, in a way, it is about, you know, bringing the Mayflowers. It's about, because April, you know, when it rains, it is fine, but if you haven't laid any seeds, if you haven't done anything with the soil, it makes it more difficult. And what you want to do is, it's about planting those seeds. And, you know, and maybe you see it coming to fruition in your lifetime, and maybe not, but yet, the planting of what you're doing, the words that you are putting out, the commitment that is obviously in your heart. I mean, you know, it nobody could listen to you and not feel the commitment and, you know, the passion that you have for this, which I think is tremendously wonderful. So, you know, we can throw out the seeds, and I'll be happy to help you throw out seeds. Okay?
Well, I really
and
appreciate
we can see
it.
What
you know,
grows together.
You reach the right the right people, so to speak, the right soil.
Yeah. All righty. So thank you
so much
for calling, Andrew. And, you know, we're going to, you know, we can, hey, you never know when you can change the world. So anyway, everybody, go out there, whether it's raining or not. You know, if it's not raining, it's going to rain eventually. If it, you know, if it is raining, it's going to stop. But always remember that as spring follows the winter, there is always that possibility for life, for beauty, for, you know, for everything to be exactly what you need it to be. But trust, look at what belongs to you, disregard what doesn't, and embrace each day because it is a gift and it is something that, you know, that we have this time around. And then we do with it what we can. So thank you for joining me, and I will see you guys or speak to you guys next week, same time. And in the meantime, I wish you balance. I wish you blessings. I wish you the ability to change the world or even change your own world, because it's one spirit at a time, one mind at a time, one heart at a time, and we can do this. You can do this. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can reach me through my website at www.the-healing-house.com. So until next time, this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care.